Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, May the 3rd, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to today's show. So, why did Robert Mueller end the Russia investigation when he did? I think it's really important to understand that he could easily have let it drag out for another year or so and severely hurt Trump's chances for re-election. But he didn't do that. And I'm going to spend a few minutes discussing why he might not have done so. Well, Americans are the most anxious, fearful, and stressed out people among the supposedly advanced nations. And I think I ought to give some voice to what is actually going on here. So I shall spend a few minutes discussing it. And then next, I will talk to you about financialization. I've always fought a little shy of talking about this because it's a bit turgid as a concept, and I wanted to do my best to make it as easy for you to understand as possible. So I think, come up with a solution here. So we'll talk about financialization next. Well, a lot of people are unaware of the degree to which America's living standards have fallen since the beginning of the century, and I'm going to talk about that, highlight some of these things, and I think you will be very shocked to see to what extent the country has really fallen apart in so many different areas. And then finally, the mainstream media continues to try to convince us that the US economy is booming. But meanwhile, the number of homeless people is setting record highs in major cities all over the nation. So just a very few words about that, and that will conclude our show for today. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you independently 3 free shows so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or something which indicates what you're looking for, and I will do my best to fulfill that request. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. You may feel free to select any three shows, but I highly recommend the most recent shows because that'll give you a good sense of how I deal with current affairs. I don't deal with all the current affairs, but I'd like you to have an idea about how I'm treating things which may not have yet come to fruition. So let me finish by giving you my information. First of all, I would like you to have my email address in case you would like to sign up or basically to ask for some shows. My email address is as follows. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's RWL, my initials, Martin1, rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, as I think some of you know, I have a Facebook page and a Twitter page. My Facebook page deals with subjects which are a little bit too short to warrant inclusion in the show. So I will put them in there wherever possible. And my Twitter page is the one-liners, the pithy one-liners that I come up with from time to time and will fit nicely within the allotted number of characters in a Twitter post. So that goes into my Twitter page. My Facebook page, the address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call, all one word, no punctuation and all lowercase, please. That's Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. The Twitter page is very simply www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. That's RM for Richard Martin Wake Up Call. Again, lowercase, all together, no punctuation, RM Wake Up Call. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will leave you. I will be back on Monday. And so until then, this is Richard Martin saying, have a great weekend. Back at you very soon.